Watch, No Kings protesters celebrate child smacking and stabbing Trump pinata. By Hannah Knudsen on October 21, 2025. No Kings protesters in Broadview, Illinois, were seen over the weekend celebrating a child smacking and stabbing a pinata depicting President Donald Trump. A move Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said is how assassination culture takes root. The protesters were outside of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, facility in Broadview. According to reports, a man offered a stick to protesters to bash the pinata. "Sir, do you want to swing?" he asked, trying to find someone in the crowd willing to hit the figurine. Finally, a child took the stick and can be seen in the video smacking and stabbing the Trump pinata. "Take a swing, buddy. Take a swing," the man said, handing the child the stick. "Get his body. Get his body. Nice," the agitator exclaimed as the boy's actions generated claps and cheers from onlookers. "This isn't funny. This is how assassination culture takes root," Senator Mike Lee, RUT, observed, asking Democrats to condemn such behavior. This comes as political violence has dominated the political conversation, particularly following the horrific pubic assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. The No Kings protests did, in fact, attract leftists who were seemingly okay celebrating such violence. One woman went viral after she was caught on video openly mocking the assassination of Kirk at a No Kings protest over the weekend. She has also been accused by social media users of being an elementary school teacher in Chicago, Illinois. As Breitbart News reported, in the video, the woman is seen repeatedly placing her index finger and thumb to her neck in what appeared to be the miming of a gun being fired, while seemingly mouthing the word bang. The woman's hand gesture appeared to mock the assassination of Kirk, with one social media user stating that the person recording the video was in a truck displaying a flag in support of the Turning Point USA founder. Related, topless No Kings protester waves Free Luigi, jail Trump sign. All the while, reality stands that President Trump has survived two assassination attempts last year, one in Palm Beach, Florida, and the other, perhaps more well-known, during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last summer. Related, sheriff discusses the thwarting of potential Trump assassination attempt.